Hi, this is April Sadowski from LadyFromDay.com, and you're listening to Buffy Between the Lines.
You know, we really shouldn't be reading these just because Watcher Boy and the Posse are out looking for my offspring.
You'd rather we watch The Last Unicorn on Honest TV in the back room?
Oh, no, not that.
Then we read.
Ah, there's something about me.
Really? Isn't it kind of freaky to read about yourself in the Watcher Diaries?
Well, not at all. I mean, I was trying to get put in there after all. Ah, yeah, I remember this day. Valentine's Day, Angelus's favourite.
St. Valentine's Day. You know what this means, William.
Time to outdo yourself again.
Oh, yes.
So, who's the target this year?
Madame Devanusa.
The girl we met at the opera last week.
Yes. Wasn't she delicious?
Yeah, wonder why you didn't partake of her then. I guess I should have known you'd be keeping her special.
Her dog. Pampered pet, don't you think?
Well, she worships the mongrel.
I'm wondering how she'll react to the present I left on her door, then.
Present?
Well, let's just say when Father Thomas told me today to look towards the cross, I took him literally. I'm not sure a Cocker Spaniel makes a good representation for the father, though.
Wait, you used the dog?
It was a mite hard to get the pooch to stay still for the nails. But after the third or fourth, he stayed put.
You... You are not a nice person. That's 10 Hail Marys for you, young man.
Well, what do you know? That's just what Father Thomas said here before we feasted on him.
Ew.
Oh, right. Probably not a story you should be hearing, really. Come on, Niblet, let's put this away before Giles and the rest of the gang get back.
Come on, aren't you even a little curious?
Curiosity? Cat killed? Ringing a bell with you at all, was it?
I just want to know what happens next.
Next?
You know, a slayer dies. Something has to happen next. They have rituals and ceremonies for everything else. A whole Watcher Council. Surely they have some kind of protocol.
I'm not sure.
Spike!
All right, we keep reading. But if you get nightmares, you blame it on Spielberg or something.
Will do. I promise. Hey, this isn't a Watcher's diary.
A little frilly to be Giles is.
The Life and Times of Anya Christina Emanuel Jenkins?
Oh, this is going to be good.
This is the life and times of Anya Christina Emanuel Jenkins. Well, that's just part of my life. It all began when I was still called Odd.
You see, back then we didn't have conveniences you modern people have today. I would have killed for a refrigerator system. That being said, I was happy. Happy until I found the love of my life had another lover.
Anyanka is who you are.
What would I have to do?
What you do best. Help wronged women. Punish evil men.
Vengeance.
But only to those that deserve it.
They all deserve it.
That's where I was going with that, yeah.
And that's the day my life changed forever. Olaf had killed the idea of love. He had mashed it into tiny pieces, like something that mashes things.
Yeah, I can see why she wanted to write down her memories. Amazing literary genius she is.
Spike, it was just getting interesting.
Oh, come on, Niblet. I'll even watch that damn unicorn movie.
Go ahead. I'm going to keep reading.
You know, I am supposed to be the big bad, scaring the women and children, you know? You're ruining my reputation.
I think your reputation was ruined when you told me that you watched Dawson's Creek.
Oh, hey, now, I never said that.
Whatever. You're so moony over Jen.
I'll go get the nail polish. God, I've sunk to a new teenage low.
Rather read about death and destruction? I spent the first couple of years with Dahofrin and the rest of the girls. I trailed along with different vengeance demons and learned firsthand how to wield the power of the wish. But my first solo job? Well, it wasn't quite what I had expected. I was called to the deathbed of my mother.
I hadn't seen her in a couple months, but she was very sick. At first I thought she didn't recognize me, but she did.
Odd.
I'm here.
You've been gone so long. I worried for you.
What has happened?
Nothing's happened. I'm just sick. And dying.
How? You are a healthy woman. You had many children.
It's God's time.
God. What does he have to do with this? Another man that decides our destiny, our fate? I'm through with that.
God is much more than that. He does not make death.
Who did this to you? Don't you wish that something would happen to them?
No. You are so young and so angry. What has made you so angry?
It's nothing, Mama. Just rest, please.
That anger isn't good. Don't let it hurt you.
I sat there with her all night. I couldn't convince her to use the power of the wish. She just kept saying nice things. She was so weak. Or so I thought.
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
Tell us a little bit about the ADD cast.
Well, it's a freeform beer cast, kind of. Ooh, shiny. What's that?
Hey, put that down. You could break it.
Sorry, I just get sidetracked sometimes.
It's okay. Just tell us about the show.
Yeah, right. We talk about tech stuff, beer, philosophy, laundry, religion. Oh, and did you see that cool video with that Japanese girl folding t-shirt technique thing? It's like magic t-shirt origami. You pick it up and wham! Perfect t-shirt fold, which reminds me of this Voltron t-shirt I used to have. It's a funny story.
Do you have guests on the show?
Right, the show. You mean the Balticon podcast?
No, the ADD cast.
Yeah, we have lots of fun on the ADD cast. We talk about everything.
But you get sidetracked a lot.
No, we pretty much talk about tech stuff and, hey, is that one of those new Sony digital recorders? Let me see that.
No, not till we're done talking about the podcast.
Which podcast?
Oh, never mind.
Ooh, shiny.
The ADD cast. You never know quite what you're going to get, but it's always good.
www.addcast.net.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
Comparatively speaking, I haven't been a human for very long now. I still haven't quite gotten used to their ways. But I know the power of emotions. Emotions I thought I had lost. Olaf had killed love for me. But Xander? Xander brought it back.
Xander? Ugh. Well, can't we just skip this part?
You're such a baby.
Well, let's get back to the puppy story. It's got a great ending.
No, it's good. I mean, I don't know much about Anya. Outside of she likes sex and money. Don't you ever wonder why she stuck around this long?
When love is involved, Halfpipe, there's not much to worry about.
Is that why you stayed?
Yeah, I guess so.
Ew.
Again with the ew. If I'm going to listen to Anya and Xander's smoochy love stories, I am going to need some fortification. Read on, O curious one.
When I first met Xander, he was just another in a long line of men who had wronged women. In fact, he reminded me of this man I met in the 1920s when I was in my flapper girl stage.
It was 1929, Chicago. And you've probably seen glorified and electrified in movies. But in reality, it was a pretty dark time for women. This lady's name was Penny, and her love wasn't good news.
Come on, Frankie. It's gonna be Valentine's Day.
I'm busy.
Busy? Busy working for Bugs again, is it? Who are you gonna rough up this time? An old man? A lady?
Whomever Mr. Moran wants. And you shut your mouth. That work keeps you in pretty things. Keeps you fed, so shut up already.
Ugh, fine, Frankie. You know what? I wish that someday you and Bugs and all his boys get a little taste of what you've been handed out lately.
She said the magic words. I can't believe that Al Capone got the credit for my work. It was one of my finest hours. Ridiculous. Even with the amount of bullets and bodies, Frank managed to hang on. 22 bullets in him.
Come on, Frank. Tell us who did this.
I'm not gonna talk. Nobody shot me.
Even when the idiot was dying, he had to be difficult.
Are you trying to tell me that Demon Girl's responsible for one of the bloodiest parts of the Chicago mob scene?
Well, according to this, she is.
Well, I knew she had the bloodlust in her, but colour me impressed.
According to this, Sonny's been alive longer than anyone here. Well, maybe not longer than me, but I don't remember the pre-human days.
Where was I in 1929? Can't remember. Probably killing something.
Maybe you should have made a companion book. The Life and Times of William the Bloody.
Nah, I'm sure the Watchers' Council has enough on me for that. And they'd need a couple of books, too. No, a whole Time Life series. Did you know that Billy Idol stole his look from me?
Billy who?
Billy Idol? Oh, never mind. You're a bit too young to remember him, I suppose. You ask Willow when she comes home.
Hey, there's something about you in here.
Oh, go on, you're joking, right? I never met the bird before, Sunnydale.
Let's see. Ah, yeah, here it is. Probably one of my most strange cases happened when I was summoned by a vampire named Drusilla.
To tell the truth, demons and vampires aren't supposed to be able to summon a vengeance demon. It's against the rules. I'm not sure how Drusilla managed it, but there I was, standing in the middle of Prague with a wounded love. The only problem was, the man was kind of already dead. Dahafrin, this has to be some kind of mistake. A vampire can't summon me. Can she?
Well, it is rather unusual.
I'll say.
But she's a scorned woman, you say?
From the little I observe of vampires, I'm not sure you can label them scorned. Dracula and I,
how
we
is
have
Dracula?
A... quite sexually gratifying, but it was only that sex. Isn't that how vampires are? They've been stripped of human emotions other than lust, greed, and more lust.
Well, the ones I've seen, yes. Well, maybe there is something different about this particular couple. I'd observe them at least. Might go well towards your learning.
I've learned so much already, Dahafrin. I mean, the power of the wish, these thousand years wielding it.
Anyanka, I've been on this earth for many thousands of years, and I still haven't learned everything. Don't be too quick to think you've arrived at your final destination. I chose you because I wanted to show you things. I wanted you to evolve, and I knew you could not do that in your village. You could not do it as Ald. You have a long journey ahead before you become the woman that is within you.
So I observed. Spike and Drusilla had an extremely passionate obsession with each other. It burned with a human scent that was unmistakable. Somehow part of their humanity never left them. Still, it didn't seem right to use the power of the wish in the lives of vampires. Or is it the unlives of vampires? So I let them be.
And you was gonna kill me? I mean, me? Drew wished it?
Apparently. There's more.
Oh.
Now that I know Spike, I understand why the wish called me to Drusilla. He's different than other vampires. Maybe it was the fact that Drew was crazy, that part of her was off balance that caused Spike to be that way too. Maybe it was just nature's way of evolving, like I would be soon. Can I just say, men.
Second it.
Apart from being without class, the guy's obviously blind. Deserves whatever he gets.
I'm not even thinking about him. I'm past it. I'm living my life.
Still, I mean, don't you kind of wish? It was a conversation that would bring back my entrapment in a frail body. A body that's getting old. A body that will die. A body that loves Xander Harris, the man I was sent to destroy. I may have lived a long time, but it wasn't until I became a human again that I finally understood what my mother was trying to tell me all those years ago.
The village is quiet tonight.
Yes, it is, Mama. And you should be sleeping.
Plenty of time for that later.
Mama, don't you wish?
God, my beautiful one with the strange words. I have no wishes. I've had a good life. I have love. I was loved. I loved. I had a family who loved me. What more could I wish for?
Revenge? Justice? This terrible sickness didn't come from nothing. Why do you have to die?
Everything dies out. It's not natural to live forever.
You can't go.
I must. But you will live. And you and Olaf will have a family. And you will tell them of your mother. And I will live in their hearts.
Olaf is...
He's what?
He's sorry he couldn't be here himself.
Probably out, honey. Providing for my Aud. As men do. Love him, Aud. Even with his faults. None of us is perfect. Forgive.
Mama. Love. It's a complicated emotion. I've seen it tear the hearts out of people. Sometimes literally. I used to think that love was sex. Something born of pleasure and grunting. But it wraps itself inside of you and holds on. It's like a weed. It's hard to untangle it from obsession, from lust, from desire. It can be the best thing and the worst thing all in the same breath. It can inspire works of art or works of destruction. Love makes you beautiful. It makes you sing out of tune with the key of reason. It made Buffy sacrifice herself for her sister. It made Willow and Tara and Xander stay. Makes them fight. I may not be in a human for long, and I still might not understand this obsession with thinking of someone else before you think of yourself, but I kind of like it.
And Mama, if you're out there, I choose to forgive.
This episode is a production of the Between the Lines Studios and was produced by Tabitha Grace Smith and Kim Butler. Our editors were Clay Robeson and Tabitha Smith. Music for this episode is from the PodSafe Music Network. Theme song for Buffy Between the Lines by the band Beatnik Turtle. Visit them at beatnikturtle.com. End credit music is Stark Love by the band Mercy Machine, brought to you by magnitude.com. Visit the band's website at mercymachine.com. Additional music credits can be found at our website, buffybetweenthelines.com. This episode was written by Tabitha Grace Smith. Our cast for this episode consists of Nick Edwards as Spike, Tasha as Dawn, Clay Robeson as Angelus, Tabitha Grace Smith as Anya, and Andrew Ball as DeHoffren. A very special thanks to our guest podcasting voices, Ginger Campbell as Anya's mom, Danny Cutler as Penny, Paul Fisher as Frank, J.C. Hutchins as the cop, and Maeve Breakall as Cordelia. Sound effects courtesy of the Free Sound Project. For more information, please visit our credits page at buffybetweenthelines.com. All characters from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel are copyrighted by Joss Whedon, Mutant Enemy, Fox, and their respective copyright owners. This podcast is purely for entertainment and parody. Buffy Between the Lines is a combined international effort and is not affiliated in any way with Joss Whedon. Stay tuned for our next episode. If you have questions or comments, you can email us at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com or call our voicemail line at 206-495-6560. Your long-distance charges may apply. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review at iTunes, Podcast Pickle, or Podcast Alley. The producers would like to wish you a very happy Valentine's Day without the ritual killing of your pets.
Grr.
Gah.
Yay, me. Love makes you beautiful. It makes you sing out of the tune. Makes you sing out of tune with the key of reason. I wrote the line. I should know what the line is. Blah.
This is going to be good. All right, I'm liking this a lot. This is a Paul Fisher. I am with Dancing Cat Studios. We are here in Vienna, Virginia. And we are recording for Buffy Between the Lines.
Oh, it was a mite hard to get the pooch to stay still while I nailed him, but... While I nailed him? Oh my god. That's dirty as hell.
I'm Dr. Kenneth Kleinman. Well, come on, Frank, tell us who did this.
This is the life and times of Anya Christina Emanuel. Crap.
Nick should know better than to do that.